Good morning. Please open your Bibles to Psalm 78 today for our reading, which will be on verses 25 through 50. And this is a continuation of what Brother Tony started last week. And there was a famous quote by George Santayana. We've probably all heard it or variations of it. And those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In Psalm 78, Asaph uses the history of his people to show how the same mistakes manifested again and again. This psalm is used to remind us of the past and to teach us as believers to maintain our focus on God and avoid the mistakes of history. Man did eat the bread of angels. He sent them food in abundance. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he directed the south wind. When he rained meat upon them like the dust, even winged fowl like the sand of the seas. Then he let them fall in the midst of their camp, round about their dwellings. So they ate and were well filled, and their desire he gave to them. Before they had satisfied their desire, while their food was in their mouths, the anger of God arose against them and killed some of their stoutest ones and subdued the choice men of Israel. In spite of all this, they still sinned, and he did not believe in his wonderful works, so he brought their days to an end in futility and their years in sudden terror. When he killed them, they sought him and returned and searched diligently for God, and they remembered that God was their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they deceived him with their mouth and lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful in his covenant. But he, being compassionate, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. And often he restrained his anger and did not arouse all his wrath. Thus he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes and does not return. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Again and again they tempted God and pained the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power. The day when he redeemed them from the adversary, when he performed his signs in Egypt and his marvels in the field of Zoan, and turned their rivers to blood, and their streams they could not drink. He sent among them swarms of flies which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also their crops to the grasshopper, and the product of their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hailstones, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave over their cattle also to the hailstones, and their herds to bolts of lightning. He sent upon them his burning anger, fury, and indignation and trouble, a band of destroying angels. Please be seated as we continue to worship.
it, Lord. Thank you so much that we get to lift your name on high.
Sing, sing.
us, Father. I pray that just knowing that your return is so near, Father, that would just inspire us to live more fully for you, Lord Jesus. What can we say and what can we do but just lift our voices, Lord, and lift our very lives to you, God. I pray that we would be those that are making decisions, Father, and just speaking with that expectation, Lord, that you are coming so soon for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for just giving us the opportunity to sing to you, Jesus.